Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We have Larry on his mountaintop. How are you doing out there, Larry?
Well, kind of fogged in. I'm having to use my night filters to look through.
Is it snowing yet? Or have they changed your forecast at all?
No, it's supposed to start tomorrow, I think, some snow and ice, and we'll just have to see.
All that good stuff. Okay, before we get going here. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Oh, I was just laughing. I thought, yeah, it came from up there somewhere around you, probably.
Yeah, I think we sent it down there just to get rid of it up here. So anyway, there's a couple things I want to point out because the world is seemingly coming apart at the seams. And I wanted to get into a few things of the scripture. And the first one I want to read is John 18:36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom," this is Pilate, now he's answering Pilate, "my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." So he's telling everybody he's really not of this world. Now, in Mark 4:19, which is part of the parable of the sower, one of the most important little things that nobody pays much attention to, "and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." There's a warning. The cares of this world. Where do you spend most of your time, folks, thinking about? Are they things of this world, or are they the things of the scripture and of finding the Lord? Romans, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." Galatians 5:1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage," which is referring basically back, if you go to the parable of sower, all the cares and pleasures of this world, 2 Peter 2:20. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter is worse with them than the beginning." It's kind of interesting. 2 Timothy 2:4. "No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier." And the reason I'm bringing that up is that everything that's going on, this battle that Trump is having with deep state against Trump, Israel, the Third Temple, all of this stuff, every bit of it is of this world. Now, Jesus Christ commanded us to watch so that we would know the times and the seasons of his return. And that's where we got to park it. But things are going to get really dicey, probably from here on out. And not that they haven't been, but with the death of George H.W. Bush there was a code in there and all kinds of things going on. And we're coming up on the Hanukkah, and we're probably, if it's a pregnant year, Hanukkah, the true Hanukkah would be in January, probably from the 2nd all the way through to the 10th or somewhere in there. So there's a lot of things that are going on. And don't forget what the 8th day of Hanukkah is, the dedication of Israel over there with the Sanhedrin. And a lot of people do not realize the Noahide laws that the Sanhedrin is now pushing upon the world. I just wrote an article on and found some articles too, by the way, telling everyone on the prophetic, in the Prophetic Insider, our December issue, the dangers of all of this. It's creeping upon humanity. And we got to be very, very careful from now on. We really got to be watching. We're in a time of total deception. Remember the Chinese general who wrote the book, The Art of War. The Art of War is all about diversion. And how you divert your enemy is you make one a target, but it's not the real target. And this is what we really got to watch for with some of the news that Larry and I are going to get into, because this can go either way. And we just don't know exactly how it's going to go. There are all these rumbles about Trump being done in. If they can't get him through impeachment, through the Democrats, they'll try some other way. But you also have to be aware that Trump is not stupid. In fact, he's a genius, and there's no way he doesn't know all about this stuff and all about the attempts. And remember, he's also surrounded himself with military people, and this is going to get very, very interesting, and Larry and I will get into this. A couple here, Larry, I want you to comment on. Texas is being invaded. Because it kind of dovetails into what we're talking about and the demise of probably the United States. Over 1,900 immigrants were taken into custody when they crossed the border with Texas. Many were MS-13 and ISIS members. Yet the MSM fake news media tells us we have nothing to fear. Along with these invaders are drug, sex, and child traffickers, as well as those who know how to have engaged in criminal gang activities before. What do you make of that kind of... are we being told anything about how many people have actually crossed the borders, do you think?
No, I don't think we'll ever know, to be honest with you. It's ongoing now. They're battling them at that one crossing. That's the only one we keep seeing video from across from Tijuana and that area. But they're crossing numerous places, and we've had some intelligence coming out that, you know, the bad guy, a lot of the real bad ones are crossing over in areas that are not yet guarded. And, of course, we know already that Pelosi has said there's not going to be a wall. I mean, as a matter of fact, interestingly, it seems now that they have put off everything into 2019. They're not going to worry about the budget. They're not going to worry about a shutdown. They're not going to worry about a wall. They're not going to worry about the money for this, for that, for the other. Let's all sing Kumbaya at Christmas time, and we'll talk about all this in 2019. Does that not tell you there's a plan afoot?
Well, I would think, but I think we've known there's a plan underfoot for some time. But let me read something here. Jeremiah 51, 1 through 3. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will rise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind, and will send into Babylon fanners that shall fan her, and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him that bendeth, let the archers bend his bow. And against him that lifteth himself up in his brigandine, and spare ye not her young men, destroy ye utterly all her host. Now, the word for fanners is kind of interesting. Strangers, foreigners, profane people. And this is kind of an interesting word, the profane people, devoted to secular and not religious. They are of the occult, mystery, or possibly even masonry, which they claim is religious, but in a way it is, but in a way it isn't, because they don't have any respect in a lot of ways for God or religion, particularly the deep people. Religion is simply, they consider it the opium of the people. And so you just, you know, you pretend, but it's just, it's for manipulation. So fanners come into America, it appears, first of all, and they set up their agenda, and they're going to use Islam to topple her. How do we know it's going to be Islam? Well, there's a lot of information out there about that. I can't get into all of it. Here's another one. Isaiah, oh no, this is Jeremiah 51:13-15. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come in the measure of thy covetousness. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Now, the word caterpillar is extremely interesting, too. It's a devourer, a canker word, a canker worm. And anybody that's a farmer knows what that means. And how they devour, and they can devour crops, and they devour trees, they devour a lot of things. And America, basically, then, is going to be devoured. And that's what we've been trying to warn people right along, and I'm sure Larry would agree, if you haven't prepared, you better. This is not a joke. I know there's a lot of people who don't believe that America is Babylon. Well, you're in denial if that's what you really believe. God gave us over 140 parameters or descriptive phrases that describe the nation of Babylon. The United States of America is the only one that fulfills them. Nobody else does. Nobody else even comes close. And yet the United States of America fulfills every single one of them. And so if you can't believe what God has plainly told, then you're just simply in denial, and nothing I can do about it, nothing anybody can do about it if you're in denial. People, I should describe this a little bit more, maybe. There are actually two parts of the Babylonian doctrine. There is a geophysical part. That's a descripting of a nation. A physical description of the nation and what it is and what's inside it. And then you have a spiritual aspect of Babylon. That is mystery. The main forces, the secret societies, the Masons, etc., etc., that are the powers that be hiding behind the shadows, that are manipulating and bringing America down because they want their new world order. And the Bible's very, very clear who it is. And it's just amazing. And the Vatican, of course, is part of the spiritual aspect. Vatican was invaded by mystery a long, long time ago. All you got to do is do a little research on the Vatican and the Black Pope, etc., etc. It's all about mystery. It's all about masonry. And it's all about power. It's all about money. But they're not alone. A lot of people point to the Vatican and say, well, they're the ones and they're going to do everything. No, they're just part of it. They're part of a worldwide, global, deep state, which is actually run by Satan through his dupes called mystery. And it's very simple once you grab hold of it. Larry, you sent me a... boy, I tell you what, this is kind of scary. You sent me a prophecy. I think we should maybe get into it right now because we're talking about the destruction of America.
Well, we can, and just before we get into it, you know, I'll mention one more time Dan Gordon. You know, he wrote that incredible book, Warning America, that they were possibly going to have their own Gaza and that they were going to be infiltrated using the drug tunnels. The terrorists would come up and begin to attack inside the U.S. And, of course, you know, nobody ever believed Dan Gordon. And matter of fact, every time, you know, we had interviews, you know, you couldn't even
yeah.
post them. Dan Gordon was right, and his warning is accurate. And he actually moved out of California after that when nobody listened. And this prophecy kind of goes along with that. Go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, it's really kind of a deadly prophecy, but it is biblical all the way through. And I want people to know that. Again, many, many, many Christians out there are in total denial. They don't want to hear anything about the truth. They don't want to hear about salvation, not the true salvation. They just want to hear news and stuff like that. But when it comes to the really important stuff, they're in denial about it. Don't be in denial, because if you are, it's going to catch you by the butt and your family and your loved ones. They're going to be looking at you and saying, why didn't you help us? Why didn't you warn us? Why didn't you tell us? Well, you're going to have shame all over your face because, oh, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. Guy was nutcase. That Larry and Stu Best, they're just crazy guys. It couldn't possibly be true. Well, I'm afraid to tell you, we are telling you the truth. And I make no apologies for it. I'm not here to tickle people's ears. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm telling you flat out, America is Babylon. I know it for an absolute fact. Doesn't matter whether anybody believes it. And I know that the modern day salvation gospel is totally and completely a fake. And it's well laid out in the scriptures by Jesus Christ himself. He spoke through Paul. He spoke through John. He spoke through Peter. They all have warned about this fake gospel and these rich, rich evangelists, TV, radio, whatnot. They even have their own airports. They have their own airplanes. They rake in millions of dollars with this fake gospel. If you believe it, if you follow them, you're going to hell. Period. That's not my words. That's Peter's words, and Peter spoke or was used by Jesus Christ, and he spoke through Peter to warn you. And all you got to do is go into Matthew chapter 7 if you don't believe it. So, anyway, this is what is coming in this prophecy. And it ties into both of the things I just said. The day of violence is coming. It's caused by your government. Now, listen to this carefully. I've warned before not to trust any man. I stand firmly on Psalm 2. I also stand on the verse that says, and I don't have it in front of me, evil men wax worse and worse. Okay? If those two don't convince you not to put your trust in anyone, but watch carefully what is coming. Most will blame me as they rise up in anger, cursing my holy name. You got to remember that the vast majority of people in the United States believe in one form or another that they're kind of good people, and that they're the Christians especially. And I cannot imagine that God would have the audacity to, spank them or destroy them. Remember what Larry said about, what was that prophecy, Larry, about 90% of the church had to be replaced?
Yeah, that was recent. You know, I had that incredible dream that went all night long and involved the U.S. and Israel and a time of darkness and creatures in the darkness. And one of the signs I saw was 90% of the church to be replaced.
Yeah. Well, this is coming. Most will blame me as they rise up in anger, cursing my holy name. That's what the book of Revelation says. The judgment upon your nation, Babylon America, includes the fifth column. What was Larry just talking about with Dan Gordon and the tunnels? They have been crossing into our nation for years and years and years, and I know that because I got a call from a nun who said that she was on the, kind of like a halfway house that helped people come into the country, not necessarily legally either, church, helping them through. And she claimed they were showing her maps about where they were to go to infiltrate and just simply take up residence and become one of their local community. But when the call came, they would rise up. That's what Isaiah talks about, mischief in the cities. Anyway, the judgment upon your nation includes a fifth column. Fifth column is a military operation. They infiltrate our nation. Who's coming up on these caravans? Young men. 90% of them are young, military-age young men. The weapons have probably been stashed all over for them to, when they get across, take those weapons up. We are being invaded. Nobody's doing anything about it in Washington whatsoever. Oh, yeah, well, we got the military. Well, the military aren't even armed. Isn't that kind of interesting? They're not even armed. We got a problem here. Okay, don't be fooled, my people. Those who hide out in the shadows are planning this evil thing to completely destroy your country. That's what the Bible says. It's exactly what it says. They embed themselves, they hide in the shadows. And this is also referring to Isaiah and the rich men of the earth. Go into Deuteronomy and the rich men of the earth. Go into Psalm 2. The rulers, the kings and whatnot are hiding themselves. In fact, and I think it's in the book of Isaiah, they say, none seeth us. In other words, they're doing all their evil secretly, and they think nobody sees them. I got news for them. God says, I see you. I know what you're doing. Now he says, they hide out in the shadows. They're planning an evil thing to completely destroy your country. I will not allow total destruction, but will use the army of Islam to bring judgment upon this wicked and rebellious nation. Isn't that kind of interesting? He's going to use the army of Islam. I remember his name was Ken something, and he had a vision of after the taking of the bride of Christ, the church was removed. And in this vision, he dealt with a pastor who said, I just wasn't ready for anything. And anyway, they were performing all kinds of miracles and getting people to come to the Lord. Anyway, he and his wife, they get captured, and they're standing in line, probably at a Walmart or something like that, and he watched his wife get beheaded, and then he himself was strapped to a table, and he said the sword was a sword that the Islamics use. Very, very interesting. They like to cut people's heads off, folks. What does the Bible say? This is going to get very, very fascinating, particularly if you review the Noahide laws, because their penalty for blasphemy, and if you're a Christian, you are guilty of blasphemy under the Noahide laws, guess what? You get your head cut off. Anybody paid any attention to the stories that have been going on now, what, Larry, 4 or 5 years about guillotines being found all over?
No, but,
I remember right.
There's been reports of that for years. And by the way, I believe some of the Old Testament times, you know, blasphemy, they just take a rock and beat your head in.
Yeah, it's very pleasant. I don't know, folks. And people are just not paying attention to any of this. Okay, remember, I have told you in advance, so you will prepare your hearts. Well, you were supposed to have read the Bible and understood what it said, so you were well prepared in advance, but that's not happening. Stand strong in me, Jesus Christ, and don't buckle under anger and hatred, for the territorial powers of evil plan to unleash that upon you to cause you to fall away. The propaganda spread by those who lurk in the shadows are lies. Seek me for the truth. Now, there's an interesting phraseology. Seek me for the truth, and there you will find it. Well, who's the truth? Jesus said he was. Remember, your strength lies in me, not in the arm of the flesh. The fifth column, plans are in place, waiting for Obama's orders. Get ready, my people. What do you make of that remark? Excuse me, Larry.
Well, we've heard a number of dreams and visions and experiences of people all over the place that have seen Obama and dreamed about Obama coming back. And, of course, you even had the experience where you called him Lucifer and he just smiled and said he knew that.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. That was so vivid, I'll never forget it. And I was teaching Bible prophecy at the time, and then he walks, big smile as he always has. I mean, the guy really is very likable and friendly, I guess, unless you cross him. Kind of like Bill Clinton, you know. Anyway, it says fifth column plans are in place. So they already got all this planned out. And they're just simply waiting for Obama's orders. Does that mean Trump goes? And if he goes, how does he go? What do you think?
Don't know. We're going to have to wait and watch on that one. have to wait and see. You've got to remember that Trump wasn't really planned. This is a trick, I guess you could say, on the world that the Lord pulled.
Yes.
You know, the first Cyrus, that was kind of out of the ordinary, too, and so this Trump.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting as to how much power Trump has versus is he already reined in by Obama in the background. Anyway, he says it's Obama that's going to give the order for this fifth column to rise up, which might indicate that Trump has already been removed one way or another, or possibly Trump has been compromised to the point where he's simply taking orders. They have a habit of taking you in the back room and explaining the situation, and I've heard that from Jesse Ventura, when he was governor of Minnesota. He made it very, very clear that a bunch of people came after he was elected, and they more or less tried to tell him what he was going to do and how he was going to do it, and he more or less blew them off, which is Jesse Ventura's, that's what he does. He does it his way. Anyway, remember Roe versus Wade. And remember the hoopla over Roe versus Wade when Kavanaugh was at the hearings and they were all saying, well, he's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Our Congress has done nothing to essentially overturn the murder of millions, millions of innocent babies in the womb, okay? Just remember that. Doesn't matter what your viewpoint is, bloodshed will come to your nation. The blood of the innocent slaughtered in the womb will be avenged. You sliced the babies in their mother's womb, so you will see people sliced to death. Does that sound familiar, Larry? Of what people have said they've seen in these horrific visions that they claim the Lord has given to them? People being sliced up.
Yeah.
And didn't you see that too? To a degree?
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. That apparently that's in the future.
Wow. Okay, Roe versus Wade was January 22nd, which is an 11/11/1973. So in 2019, it'll be 36 years on January 22nd, 2019. 36, of course, is 18 plus 18, or 6 times 6. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will give mercy to those who cry out to me, but many saints will die as martyrs in the slaughter. Stand firm in your faith until the very end. My rewards and my vengeance are coming at the same time when I return. Now, I want to read a psalm to you. It's called Psalm 137. This is from the King James. Listen carefully to what it says. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive, this is about Israel, required us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem over my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, race it, even to the foundations thereof. The word raise is kind of interesting. It means bare, empty, poured out, destitute, empty, made naked, naked, destroy it, erase it. It's like it never existed. There was a psalm that said that very same thing. I think it's Psalm 83, isn't it, Larry? You know, let Israel be remembered no more. Let us drive her into the sea. I think it's Psalm 83. I may be wrong there. O daughter of Babylon, this is verse 8. Listen carefully. O daughter of Babylon, this is America, who art to be destroyed. Happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. We're about to enter into the most severe judgment that America has never, ever seen before. Nobody is prepared for it, including myself. I'm not denying anything like that. I don't think we can wrap our minds around it, of how severe this is going to be. And why? Well, I would have to blame it mostly on the Christians. If This could never happen. Let me word it this way. This could never happen if apostasy was not in full swing. Because if the Christians really knew their Bible, they would know what's going on in Washington. They would have known about Obama. They would have known about all this stuff, and they never would have allowed it. They would have risen up. They would have never allowed Roe versus Wade. Never in a million years would a true Christian allow Roe versus Wade. Christianity, apostate, is not in a lot of trouble yet, but it's going to be because it's simply the name Christian down the road. And who knows what Trump is going to do, how long he's going to be around. Anyway, let's get on to the other news here, Larry. We could go on and on about that. Cover-up. Comey declines to answer congressional questions. What's going on there? You've been following that pretty closely.
Yeah, just before I go to that, when you were talking, there's a lot of strange stuff going on. Listen, I didn't know if you'd heard the latest. They're now trying to outlaw candy canes. You know, the candy canes that's got a loop on it. And you can hang them from trees. People's had them for years, peppermint and all of this. And they say the reason that, you know, you mentioned anything Christian could be against the law. But they're now saying that the candy cane you hang from trees is shaped in the letter J, and it means Jesus, and they want rid of it. No more Santa Claus, no more candy canes. They have literally, Stuart, lost their ever-loving minds.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, this is insanity. I think the guy was fired ultimately, but the mere fact that they would bring it up, this is what they do. And they attack, and they attack, and they attack. And like Daniel says, they wear out the saints of the Most High. They keep attacking. And they wear them out. They wear people out. I have that feeling every once in a while, much more frequently now than I used to. It's not only frustration that you can't even get the Christians to read their own Bibles. They go to church and they listen to some pastor who probably graduated from some cemetery, seminary. I call them cemeteries because the Bible more or less indicates these seminaries have all been infiltrated. The gospel is totally, completely been demolished. And I visited a pastor one time, and we got into it a little bit, and I asked him, I says, well, what do you do in seminary? Do you read the Bible? He says, no, we didn't ever read the Bible. We read commentaries about the Bible. That's what we studied. Isn't that amazing? You go to a seminary, and I don't know if that's true of all of them, but even if they do read it, it's interpreted the way that particular denomination interprets it. So, anyway, great apostasy. Former FBI director finally revealed himself to be a dishonest, lying, conniving charlatan when he appeared behind closed doors. Did they get anything out of him?
No. It's an utter joke. It's an absolute utter joke. We're watching a charade. This is like, you know, you could go to most little towns would have a studio or a building with a stage, like a theater, and they would put on plays. That's what we've been watching in Congress for a number of years now, ever since way before Benghazi, is nothing but a play, a staged play, Stuart.
Yeah, and I keep wondering, and, you know, I was looking on YouTube, and I've been hearing for the last 2 years, well, we're going to have all these arrests of deep state. And in November, it was going to be in November. Then they said, well, no, it's been moved to December. So now it's being moved to January. And on and on and on it goes. I'll believe it when I actually see it. But so far, I haven't seen it. I've just heard the rhetoric about it. So this is all going to get very, very interesting. I'm really warning everybody, you pay attention to what's going on. You don't have to be part of it. And you don't have to partake in getting yourself involved in it. In fact, Jesus told you not to. But he did command you to watch. And there's a big difference between getting entangled in something and watching it so that you know where you are. Here's another one, Larry, and this is probably very, very serious. Unconfirmed. Saudi king reported near death. What is that about?
Well, you know well as I do that three people are under incredible attack right now and have been for some time. Number one is Donald Trump. Number two is Benjamin Netanyahu. And number three is Mohammed bin Salman and his father, who is King Salman of Saudi Arabia. And, of course, you know, we reported that Salman, the son, the crown prince, went to the G20 meeting, and the French president somewhat rebuked him there, and he kind of made an ally that appeared with Putin. And then when he left Algiers for Jordan, he vanished. Now, nobody knows where he is. He hadn't surfaced, and I have no data yet. I hadn't been able to find any. We do know the king has been ill, and, you know, it's so interesting, Stuart. You know, I almost laugh at, you know, when they started this deal with the Khashoggi murder. You know, let me go back here just a little bit on this.
Yes.
Remember when there was an assassination attempt against Salman and the king, you know?
Yes.
And remember Salman all went into hiding then, too, and the king, they had moved him to an Air Force base for security. Well, it was right after that, if you will, was when Khashoggi, you know, he started arresting people, and Khashoggi went over to Turkey, and we find out that they took him out. They assassinated him in Turkey. And, you know, and possibly Salman against him. But see, nobody says, you know, the first thing we heard, and this is what I like about our mainstream media, the first screams and hollers about the Khashoggi murder was that he was a U.S. citizen. And then just a short time later, he wasn't a U.S. citizen, actually. He was a green card holder. And then a week later, he wasn't a green card holder, but he knew somebody that was a green card holder. And we get all of this outrage over him being killed by Saudi Arabia in Turkey. And they act like, he was born in the USA. And it's all a lie. But what they don't tell you is Khashoggi, apparently, according to the reports in the background, he was in the Muslim Brotherhood leadership, which would link him, of course, to Obama and the deep state, et cetera.
Yep.
And also, there was reports that he was a member of the bin Laden group, which links back to the attack on the towers in New York City. But, oh, no, we don't hear that. We don't hear any of that. We got to bring down the whole Saudi Arabian kingdom because somebody killed Khashoggi, one guy, one journalist. And what's so interesting, nobody says, well, what about the 19 journalists murdered in Mexico? Well, you don't hear a thing about that, you know? And so now we're at the point, you know, here they are, they're trying to kill the Saudi Arabian leadership. And, we don't know where the next page is on this, but there's a lot of intrigue. Something's really up. What do you think, Stuart, your angle of it? I just got a feeling Khashoggi wasn't the most perfect guy out there. I don't think he was a righteous journalist either.
No, in fact, he only wrote a couple of articles. He really wasn't a journalist either. This is all hoopla to stir up, like you were saying, trouble against Saudi Arabia. And the deep state does not like this alliance between Bibi and Trump and Saudi Arabia. They just don't like it. They don't want it to continue. But the hypocritical part of this is so interesting to me. Here we are moaning and groaning about this vicious dismembering of this guy. How many babies do we cut apart in the womb every single day? I don't hear anything about that. This nation has become so hypocritical. And, you know, you see these things on TV of police officer, and bless their soul, I'm not criticizing it in that manner, saving a pet. And all major media will jump on it. Look at this. They spent an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, and the guy risked his life to save this pet cat that had climbed a tree or whatever. Isn't that a little bit odd that we do these things and yet there's total silence on babies being cut apart in the womb? And they already have video, ultrasound video, that these babies are feeling this pain. There are idiots out there, doctors, oh, they don't feel any pain. Well, just wait until they got cut apart. We'll see if they felt any pain. These guys are liars. They're hypocrites. There are no words for the evil that is going on, not only here, but all over the world. Jesus said that we were evil. The humanity was evil. And I think he meant it. Another headline. After naval battle in Kerch Strait, Russia deploys subs to await the NATO bullies. Now, I was watching Israeli news live, and he basically is confirming that NATO is sending or is in the process of sending. Is that correct? Warships?
Yeah, that is correct. We first saw the reports on Hal Turner, and then Danoon began to talk about it on Israeli News Live, and then we saw the news reports. I saw it on some secular news feeds that the information originally was coming out of the Ukraine through their government, and apparently, you know, if all the data is true, it appears that there's a plan to integrate the Ukraine and the previous Georgia region, you know, into NATO. And there appears now we know that Russia captured some of the Ukrainian vessels and are holding them and some prisoners. There is a report, the latest one coming out, that the Ukraine is going to send their vessels to the Kerch Strait to break that breach. And at the same time, they're going to be backed up by NATO's naval forces that are supposedly en route. The reports are that Putin has said no. Russia says no. No NATO forces will enter under the Kerch Strait Bridge. And that's the only sea route to the Sea of Azov. And NATO is planning to have a confrontation with the Russian forces. This is not intelligent, Stuart. This is literally an opening for a slaughter because Russia has moved the S-400s. Now, that's their best. S-400 missile systems into the Ukraine, and these missile systems can take down naval ships. They can take down missiles. They can take down fighter jets, bombers. That's the good stuff, and it covers the Black Sea, which puts the entire NATO forces under the umbrella of the S-400s, and at the same time, you've got the conventional Russian submarines just waiting. You know, this is almost a provocation for World War III.
Yeah, and I know, and like I've said before, Putin will not back down because he can't. They are pushing NATO and the United States stupid, stupid, stupid. That's all I can say. To push Putin into a war. But this is part of their overall military strategy. The United States has this military strategy for world domination. It's unfortunately, they don't read their Bible, and they don't understand that it's not going to work any more than Russia understands that their launch towards Israel is also not going to work. It's just too bad to watch humanity implode. Because it didn't have to be. But yet you can see it happening. Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
I was just going to mention right there you were talking about if they read their Bible, they wouldn't even try because, Stuart, remember what in the latest book, and I have a copy of it, of Ed Dames, who was a remote viewer, et cetera, et cetera. But he was also linked in to the intel agencies and the military. And remember what he said in his latest book? He said, "We tried. We had a plan to preemptively attack Russia and destroy Russia." And he said, "Every time we tried to put it into function, it failed."
Yeah, well, that's kind of like the hand of the Lord. They forget the God factor. None of this is going to happen until the Lord says, "Okay, have at it." It's just kind of like the New World Order. You want the world? Fine. I'll give you the world, guys. You people of the Illuminati, you rich people, you leaders and rulers, you want the world? You want world dominance? I'll let you have it. But I'm shortly after I give it to you, I'm kind of an Indian giver. I'm going to take it back. And I'm going to put my son on the holy mountain. And he's going to be the ruler of the world. You would think they could read that. I've often wondered, you got all these prophecies that are 2,500 years old coming to pass right under these rich people's faces. Can't tell me they're stupid. They're not stupid at all. They're just blind. But when it says this is what you're going to do and that's what they're doing, you would think they would think, "Why, boy, maybe they do see us," you know. But it doesn't evidently ring a bell. On this article, Russia is taking seriously the threats from NATO to send warships and then attempt to enter the Sea of Azov, which Russia flatly refuses to allow. This has got to be war, Larry. This has got to be a skirmish. Somebody either has to back down or there has to be a war. Do you think anybody's going to back down?
Well, you know, look at the chess players. America, you know, says they're not going to back down. NATO, of course, I'm not sure they're smart enough to back down, actually. You know, there's been a great loss of intelligence in that part of the world for some time now. Just look at their nations. Total turmoil, total chaos. That's NATO. And but I'll tell you what, I just have a feeling that Vladimir Putin simply will not back down.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he will either. I don't think he can. He's got to. He's got his nation that he has to defend. And all this is coming about, well, how do I word it? At the right time. And I don't know when these other ships will be there, but it's not going to take them very long to get there, I wouldn't think. So we could be at war sometime in December even. Probably around Christmas time, the way the elite work. Anyway, what do you think? I mean, I just think that this is... we're in trouble. Let's put it that way. I don't know any other way to word it. And go ahead.
I was just going to mention you talked about that, you know, and we think that's a bad location for something big to happen. But, you know, we're not even talking about Israel, the Middle East, Iran. We're not even talking about North Korea and what might happen over there. You know, there's so many things we're not talking about. And I was watching a general the other day on Fox, being interviewed on Fox Business, and they said, "Well, what would really frighten you?" And they said, "Would for us to be involved in one skirmish, or for us to be involved in two skirmishes, or what?" He said, "Oh," he said, "even just like three small skirmishes." He said, "What would just frighten me is if they're at the all at the same time."
Yeah, we couldn't handle it. Obama gutted our military, and it takes a while. Even though they're probably refurbishing everything they can, but the prophecies against America are that we are defeated, soundly defeated. And the reason I think God gives is, well, you left me behind. You apostatized to the point where you're my enemy. You're not my friend. And I think he's already turned his back, so to speak, upon the United States. And it's going to depend on what Trump does and how he does it, and what the deep state does and how they do it. Because this is a battle royal. This is a, I think it's a war of masonry. I think we're watching Masonic wars. And they're pitting one against another. And really what they want to know is who's going to rule the world. You know, remember the old game you used to play when you were a kid, King of the Mountain? And nobody
yeah.
stayed on top of that hill very long, and they were knocked off. So I think that's where we are. Here's an interesting article from that ne'er-do-well Sort Your Fall. Ominous Trump warning of calm before the storm, now joined by CIA's most feared fixer, begins Washington Death Watch countdown. And what they're talking about is this fellow that Trump has appointed, William P. Barr, as his next attorney general. And but I hear now the Democrats aren't going to, they although they approved him almost unanimously the last time around, the same people now are saying they won't have anything to do with approving him. So no matter what Trump tries to do, he can't do it.
Yeah, yeah, and what's bad is, of course, Trump just appointed another woman as new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and they say they're not going to approve anybody. Matter of fact, the only plan, it appears, that they have entering, and this is really Democrats and Republicans, basically, in January, is to impeach Trump. I mean, that's the plan. And, you know, I know we're running out of time, and we need to talk just a couple of minutes about the trouble in France.
Yes, that's a big one. Go ahead.
Some of the latest reports, and I was just watching some video earlier, which over there, I suppose, I'm not sure if it's Saturday over there yet or not, but there was warnings the last two or three days. They were actually warning people in France to, let me just read the headlines here. It says,
yes.
France chaos worsens. French army seen deploying towards Paris. Reports that protests and riots have been a revolution. And said the calm before the storm says make provisions, fuel, food, medicines before Saturday. Then it posted, it said France deploying 89,000 cops across France and now army troops moving across the country. It says fearing a Saturday overthrow of the French government. Yellow Vest Group says Saturday will be the final outcome, as no confidence in the Macron government. And what's interesting, Stuart, I was watching some of the video a while ago, and this is getting incredibly violent. And, you know, we read the quick Torah code the other night indicating real trouble in France. So I suppose this weekend, not only watch the U.S., but watch France.
Yeah, this is all coming to a head, folks. If you haven't prepared, you've got to prepare. Your loved ones are going to be looking at you and probably wishing you were dead because you did nothing and you sat there and twiddled your thumbs, said, well, nothing's going to happen. They've been saying this for years and years and nothing has ever happened. But what's going on around the world and what's going on Earth changes, Etna's smoking again, Yellowstone geyser is just going and going and going like the bunny rabbit there they have in the ad. We're in a lot of trouble, and it's going to come out of the blue if you're not watching. If you have been watching, you know that this is coming, and who knows? It can come now anytime. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Larry, for coming on, and if anything breaks, obviously we will produce an emergency alert. This thing in France has a lot of political ramifications. With Germany and probably all of the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. The ramifications of all of this, particularly the Ukraine and Crimea, that can explode into World War III really, really easy. And I find that's what the Illuminati wants. That's exactly what they want. Anyway, Thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. And do you take care of yourselves. And do prepare a little bit if you haven't. And try. Anyway, good night, everyone, and take care of yourselves.